Betty.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou and Betty. Anybody else on?
Hi, this is Elaine.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you doing?
Good morning.
And good morning to somebody else that just arrived. Was that Anita? Somebody's listening to the news, aren't they? That's okay. I don't mind hearing it. Sometimes I do.
Char, I wanted to tell you thank you. I got the email, and I'll try to answer you sometime today.
Oh, okay. That would be great. Thank you. Very
has arrived.
Good morning. Good morning. Anybody else want to say hi?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Nancy. I'm even doing better. I got some help on the computer last night from a young man, and he showed me how to do something I struggled with for, oh, I probably spent off and on 2 hours on it. I hate doing that.
I went to listen to a YouTube or something the other day, and no audio. Oh, I know. It was that lemon thing that Betty sent down, and no audio. What does that mean?
It means you probably don't have it turned up on your machine. Go to settings, where the settings are, and look at the sound, and it's probably turned off there or turned down real low. There's also a speaker that shows up in your toolbar across the top of the menu, and just look at that and then click on that, and it'll show you where the volume is on it.
I'll kill my grandson.
That was an easy one.
My grandson used the computer when he was here last weekend, and if he changed, I'm going to kill him.
I take it up and down almost every time I sit down there because there's somebody in the room, and I don't want it blurring and hear everybody hear it announced. And then, there's also a speaker, one of those volume controls right on the message that you open up. There'll be a volume control on that, so both of them have to be turned on or turned up enough so you can hear it.
Yeah, usually they're down at the bottom of your YouTube video.
Right. The other one's at the top.
Oh, yeah. Mine are usually at the bottom. I just got a new laptop, Windows 8, and boy, that's something different. I don't know if I'll ever figure it out.
We always say that when we get a new one. After CJ went through all the antics he had to do to show me how to do it, what I was trying to do was there were two ministers that I listened to yesterday, and they were on the same subject, and oh my gosh, they were good. And so I said to myself, I've got to figure out, I've never done the iPods on the computer. I've got to figure out how not only to get the iPod up, but to get it transferred to a disc, to a CD. And so I started working on it. I accidentally got one about halfway there, and I knew I was close. I thought I was close. Let's put it that way. And when I watched all the steps he went through, I said, CJ, I'm going to have to write these down step for step. Well, we tried doing that, and there were so many steps to each part that, like three steps to each different function that had to be done. And I'm going, you know what? He goes, no, but I do. I know what, Char. I'm going to make you a video of it. So I said, how are you going to do that? And he says, I'm going to take my phone. He's got a smartphone, and I'm going to sit there and video the screen as it comes up and give you the instructions. Well, that was all fine and good, but when he went to send it, it was too big of a video. He had to break it into six segments to be able to send it. So I've got part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, part six, just on the instructions of how to do it. I go, no wonder I was having trouble. I'm not that bright. Come through this stuff. But it was kind of funny. I mean, it wasn't funny, but it was, So anyway, mission accomplished. When you got the right help, when you got good help, it makes a difference. And the younger people are definitely good help. So I was very grateful that he happened to come home at that time to be able to help me with it. So I've got Betty, Mary Lou, Nancy, I hear Onita, and who else? Anybody else that wants to say hi? I thought nobody has a question or a comment.
Got it. I've got a little bitty thing here. It just won't take very long. Picked up a little paper in church yesterday, and it's called the toolkit, but it's got little bitty things in it, and one of them says, doing away with whey, W-H-E-Y. And it says, Greek yogurt is a healthy treat for your body, but can be unhealthy for the environment. According to Modern Farmer, the production of Greek whey creates a byproduct of acid whey, which, if not disposed of properly, is toxic to fish if spilled into waterways. Some companies pay farmers to dispose of the whey. Farmers mix it with livestock feed or into manure pits. Researchers are investigating new ways of efficiently use or dispose of the increasing amount of acid whey. And it says home Greek yogurt makers have been using the whey in baking or pickling, but they can't do that with the big factories. Well, anyway, that's all it just says.
Wow, so it's that toxic, and yet they think that it's good to take internally, huh?
Well, the yogurt is, but they were saying that the whey, well, we always had whey from butter and all kind of stuff, but this sounds like it's a lot more acidic than what we're using.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the powdered whey that I've got a container that my girlfriend gave me a long, 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 long time ago. I was going to ask her if she wants it back. I think I'll just put it in the dumpster under toxic waste with a sign, label on it or something.
You know, the health food stores carry protein.
Yeah, whey protein, but it's still the same thing. It has to be acidic because it's coming from the animal, for one thing, and it's probably way worse than any other part of the milk because it's the byproduct of it.
Sounds like what's left over from the Greek yogurt must be more acidic than the other two, so.
It's probably just stronger because of it being off the yogurt, I imagine. Wouldn't you guess?
Yeah. Anyway, that was all I had.
Okay, well, thank you. That just is a good reminder, especially if you've got somebody I would say the same thing for taking powdered whey is going to be totally detrimental to the body. Because it's just got to be more acidic than even using milk. What a thought.
Better ways to get the protein, so.
Oh, yeah. Anita. Oh, yeah. And we all know that, so that's a good reminder.
Anita,
I want to go back. Oh, I'm sorry. Call
I just want to tell Anita you should be getting your bracelet today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, thank you.
What'd you get into? Oh, just a second. You got into one of my supplies, I see. You're carrying them around on the floor. I was going to go back to that article that I never finished that was in the same time as a big haze in your kitchen, the one on the chicken substitute. Well, I found it, guys, at another, not a Whole Foods, but another health food store here in the area, a regional one that's called New Seasons, which is, if I'm going to choose a nutrition center or a health food store, that would be the one. I like the way they're set up. They're really great. But the people are always great in both of them. They're very helpful, but this one I'm a little partial to. Anyway, the article, when I picked it up and looked at it after I got home, after I had purchased it, let's see, I think it's the second ingredient. I'm going to grab it so I can just say it to you off the box and be accurate. I did taste it. Got a good texture. For something other than gluten. If it was gluten, it would have even a better texture because it'd have more chew to it. But he didn't want to use gluten. I'll read you what it says here. There is, I'll wait till I get to that part in the article. Ingredients. First ingredient's water. Guess what the second ingredient is?
Corn syrup?
Nope. Nope. Soy protein isolate.
Okay.
Which we do not want. And then pea protein isolate. I don't know why they've got isolate. I've got to get a little better educated on that. I know it's broken down. It's fractionated. I know that. It has to be if it's isolate. Other than that, I don't know where the pea stems in with the other. The sell-by-date frozen, the sell-by-date stamped behind the word frozen, which this was not frozen, it was in the fresh section of the market, is May 08, 2014.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, a little long on the shelf life there. Next ingredient after pea protein isolate is amaranth grain, which, of course, and then chicken flavor, yeast, and then it gives the ingredients behind that one, including oil. Let's see, a couple kinds of oil. A whole long list of stuff behind that one. Well, I'll get to the end of it. Where's the bracket found? I guess that includes... Oh, my gosh. I can't even find the end of it. I surely must have missed it. Somewhere in that list of stuff. Dang. How can, I wonder if they left one of the brackets out there. I cannot find where the bracket is at all. It can't be that long. Surely it can't be that long a list. Okay, I'm just going to continue on anyway. There's molasses and smoked powder, hickory smoked powder, molasses, onion powder, mustard, lemon juice, concentrate, paprika, parsley, red bell pepper powder, green bell pepper powder, and cayenne. I think they left it out because I can't find it anywhere in there. Anyway, that was, you know, the list isn't too bad other than for that first ingredient, which makes up obviously a big part of it. Texture is great. Okay, comments up from the developer of the product. We'd still have to call it food science. Now, if you're using it once or twice a year for a gathering that you want to impress them that there's something in there that they might mistake for chicken, it's got the grill marks on it, like we heard somebody talking about on the TV. On Oz, I know, the other day. So what's Beyond Meat? That being the brand name. It's a new plant-based meat substitute made out of soy and pea protein, along with amaranth and carrots, and processed and seasoned in a way that it mimics the texture and taste of chicken breast meat. That's what he started with. This is the first one. He said that, one, Mark Bittman couldn't tell the difference when he ate it for the first time, that it wasn't chicken. It mixed in with the salad. Whole Foods was the first market that started using it in their deli salads and said that later in the year, now I guess they have it available. Well, it says, no, this fall it will become available in conventional grocery stores. Okay, it's in Whole Foods now, but it'll be in conventional grocery stores, probably like Morningstar. They're really doing a promotion on it. Okay, there's no cholesterol, trans fat, saturated fat, no antibiotics, no hormones. There's no risk of avian flu. There's no risk of mad cow disease. So why wouldn't you choose this, he says. We want to force the question by being that good, was his statement. If every American skipped one chicken meal each week, Brown, the developer of it, contends it would offer carbon dioxide savings equal to taking more than 500,000 cars off the U.S. roads. That's a nice comparison.
Mm-hmm.
One non-chicken meat a week. Who began Brown began 13 years ago when he became a vegetarian, thinking about these types of things. Compared with Foster Farms chicken breast, the grilled strips Beyond Meat has a slightly higher amount of fat, though none of it is saturated fat, and it has no cholesterol and significantly less sodium. It also is less expensive than chicken strips. Beyond Meat sells for about $5.29 for a 12-ounce package. I think I paid a little bit more than that, or almost 44 cents an ounce. Foster Farms sells strips. Foster Farms strips sell for $3.99 for 6 ounces. That's about 67 cents an ounce. Okay, I'm just jumping down to a few places that I've highlighted here. They are ideal for recipes that call for pre-cooked chicken breast meat, such as Chinese chicken salad. I got a tickle in my throat. Chinese chicken salad, which is they've given the recipe for, from TV's Barefoot Contessa. And then, let's see, what else do you say? It's got a little more crunch and reduces its sodium content, okay, over chicken breast. Expect Beyond Meat to unveil a beef-style crumble in the next year or so, followed by another chicken-like product that could also sell. So that's our local writer's take on chicken substitute that tastes like, well, chicken. I took a couple pieces out and just split them in half lengthwise because they were pretty good sized strips, and then crosswise so they were in more of a smaller bite-sized piece. I mean, these are more than a bite-sized piece, and threw them in with a stir fry that I'd made. Oh man, those really keep those. The soybean sprouts, like you'd have mung bean sprouts, except soybean sprouts. I just stuck the soybean sprouts. I prepared them on the 10th of August, and they were still just as crisp, sitting in the broth with mushrooms, bok choy, and some other veggies, a little bit of other veggies, like what I have in there, mushrooms, bok choy, some carrot and onion strips and some broccoli and all of that stuff had gotten fairly soft, but the soybean sprouts were still crunchy, which was really nice after having it in the refrigerator from the 10th to the 18th, which is 8 days, of course. I was very pleased at how it held up. So, you know, that's my take on another food that when you see it, they're very inexpensive. The big bag that I got, cellophane bag that they stayed very well in, was because I probably had it in the refrigerator 2 to 3 days at least before I made it up. And used a few in something else. I can't remember what it was. I put a few of them in and then used the rest of them in the stir fry. So if you've got them, I think it was like $1.50 for a great big bag that would feed a lot of people because there's a lot of protein in them, so you don't even have to worry about putting something like tofu in them in with a dish, like if you were making a curry or something like that, even though curries don't use a pad thai. Pad thai always has sprouts in it. And the recipe that McDougal had that we had way back at the beginning, big trays they made of it because it was so popular. Sent it home with everybody with their lunch that was flying out. We went and dished up after they had made a, you know, probably triple what they would have made for one meal. They said, you guys, there's enough there for everybody to take home a dish, but let the people that are flying out get it first, because all they're going to get is peanuts. They don't have the option of stopping along the road and buying something. So that was their comment on it. And any questions or comments?
So it's really phony food. It's not real food.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, it's not as clean as a tofu would be. No. But as far as any of the knockoff, transitional food, yeah, okay. I like to call them a transitional food because it helps people get past the feeling like they need something in there that resembles meat. No, it's something I would use probably only when I was doing something for a group of people that I wanted to, you know, make it look like there was meat in there. I still think that the gluten-made products that they make into meat are far superior as far as the chew is concerned, and the flavor is only according to how you marinate it. So, you know, that's just my take on it. And I'm a little partial because I'll tell you, when we were doing the potlucks here and our Asian doctor, who was Seventh-day Adventist, came and brought a dish, they'd argue with him that it was meat. It wasn't like, well, it comes really close. No, they'd argue with him that it wasn't steak because it was that chewy. It was almost tough chewy. And I know that you can do that with gluten, so, but you can't do it with pea protein and soy isolate. It just doesn't have that same texture. The same as the bread. You know, the bread is a different texture when it's made with wheat. Good grief, what is that going off? It's my phone, but I don't know why. Must have been an alarm that I forgot to turn off here for something. Yep, that's what it is. The issue that's still on the market of healing foods put out by Vegetarian Times, you guys might want to take a look at that because it's not one that comes with your subscription. It's a couple bucks more than the regular one. But it's got some really nice looking things in there. And they section it off, you know, several recipes for different things. And then giving you the, as I go ahead of where I was, I mean, I could, just about every other page has got a recipe on there I would like to put together. Some of them still have eggs and cheese because it's vegetarian, not all vegan. But again, we got the substitute. And, they feature, you know, brain power foods, immunity boosting foods, you know, things that, are supposedly supposed to cure what ails you and put into smoothies. But, you know, I'm thinking about fall, and I open it up, and here's a lentil recipe that for soup that just looks absolutely out of this world. Now, and we can turn them out so they look the same way. That's the neat thing about it. Ours can look exactly the way theirs do when we get through, because it doesn't take all that expertise and work of the meat that is served with them on them. So anyway, you might want to take it and check it out. If they don't run out, the newsstands are supposed to carry it on display until November 4th. So you've still got some time. Our stores here were, well, most of them were out of it, but I found it in one of them, one of the bigger ones that have a bigger supply of magazines. And
which magazine was that? I had to for a bit.
Oh, Vegetarian Times, called Healing Foods Cookbook.
Okay.
And they do that once a year, and then they do another one. I can't remember what they title it. There's two that are not in the subscription and are a little bit spendier, but, you know, they're as good as buying a cookbook, and there's, I'll tell you, more of the recipes are ones that I would make and repeat than I would find in any one cookbook. So to me, the value is there, even at the newsstand. And if you're, you've got a Barnes & Noble card, or if you've got any of the discount bookstore or magazine places around you, you might get 10 or 15% off on it. Anybody have any comments or questions? How many of you were on the call Saturday? Anybody?
No,
I had a doctor.
I was.
I liked it a lot. How about you guys?
Absolutely. It was great.
I thought it was phenomenal. I wonder if that lady, the doctor that he had on, has ever done just a short deal. I'm going to go back and listen to it again because I run into too many people. In fact, I did a booth this weekend, and so many people have got cancer. And the things she covered in that short time that she had one little section there about how our products could help with cancer was phenomenal. And I have not heard her before. I thought he said she'd been on before. But
he's had her several times. You could go back on the recordings, and there will be other recordings on Steve's website that will have her also. But also, I went in and I watched the one that Vance sent down the link for the YouTube one, and oh my gosh, that was incredible. It was only about 15 minutes long. I'm trying to think what the title of it was. It was only about 15 minutes long, maybe not even that. And she had so much packed into that. And then when you get on that, you're going to see that every single YouTube feature around it is all NECAN. And that's thanks to NECAN and the way they've been able to juggle that stuff around to make that happen. People aren't getting into other things, and you can just sit there and watch those short clips and have an education beyond anything that I've got even close to, the length of time I've been in NECAN. So,
what kind of a doctor is she, Cher?
She's an OD, a DO.
Okay.
OD. DO. Yeah. She's extremely knowledgeable.
Yeah.
There was something I was questioning or kind of disagreed with what she said, but it was real minor, and it was just more of a difference of opinion than, I guess I just make a little bit stronger statement to it. She was being a little more polite and making it easier for people. I can't remember what it was now. It was trivial. But yeah, she used to live right here in Portland, so we heard and saw her develop, in Reed's group, just, really very quite fast, and went back to California and then back up here, and she kind of moves around a lot. So I don't know how much she's doing in the field of medicine anymore. I don't know that she said. I don't remember that she did. So it's worth going back and listening to again, I know. So.
Is the YouTube deals that are on with the NECAN site, or is just the one like Vance did there to get into his?
Well, no, that's to get into the ones that are all NECAN, and it'll take you in there. There are some other ones that you'll see in there of hers also, because she's done several that are, I think, probably scattered in there. I'm not sure. But this
young lady that had just had breast cancer, and they have done 3 surgeries on it real quick in the last month or 6 weeks. But the only thing, and when the next step was, she said, I don't want to go with the chemo. And so I wanted her to kind of hear this one, and I wanted to send it on. But I'll just let her listen to that whole call. Vance's call, and then I'll tell her to go into that website and pick out anything this lady's given.
Yeah, and there's a Dr. Bues in there, B-E-W-S, I think, that's got a longer presentation that is really good. that I listened to the whole thing, a couple of weeks back when I was going to be in the room and just let it play, and it's just loaded with information and his story. And of course his medical, he's regular MD, or I can't remember if he specialized in a field or not. Anyway, he's a doctor, and he just had some great experiences himself, as well as family members and people that he's worked with, and used, you know, them as examples of what can be seen with all the different products. So it gives people a really much wider range. So
I wanted to go
back. Anyway, we're over time again, so I think we need to say goodbye and let everybody go on to their day's worth of activities and make it a healthier one. And, boy, don't hesitate to speak to people in your path. I definitely will not take time to tell you what happened to us on Friday night, but it was such a fun evening that nobody, I don't care who would have been in my shoes, could call it work. You couldn't have gone to a party and had as much fun as we did that night. I mean, we laughed so hard, people were just about ready to pee their pants. So anyway, it just goes to show you, it's all there. There are people that want it. You just have to go through the numbers to see them and make it happen. But boy, I'll tell you, with the trainings we've got now and the skill level that we can bring ourselves up to with some of the easy things, the one guy that showed up, Jenny asked me, he says, so what did he tell you to get you here? And he says, he told me to be here at 7 o'clock. You don't know what you come to, what you were coming to? I don't have a clue what I'm coming to. He was there, and he walked out, and there was a phone on the on my recorder when I got home from the guy that brought him. Says, well, I've got to get signed up because he's wanting to sign up. And we didn't get in until almost midnight, so it was too late to call him, and I know Greg took care of him. But that was the end result of it. So it was a very fun evening with several other people in there, too. Anyhow, make it a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks.
Absolutely great one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Cher.
Thank you.
Goodbye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.